Ba'asara ma'amaros nivra ha'olam. The world was created with 10 utterances. Why do we have to be told ba'asara ma'amaros? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need asara ma'amaros to create the world? Obviously, Hashem could do anything. So what did he need to create it in 10 utterances? He can create it in one utterance. Elo lihiparim in arishayim shema abdin es olam shenivra basar ma'amaros. It's to raise the ante. If you go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not going against one utterance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're destroying the world that he created with 10 utterances. So you're going against 10 things that he said. Velitein schar tov letzadikim shemekayimin es olam shenivra basar ma'amaros. And to give schar for the tzadikim that they're giving kiyum to the world that he created basar ma'amaros. This perek in general is all numbers. It's lists. It doesn't have the same stress on Musar that we're going to see in that we had in the previous prakim, primarily because we're no longer quoting chachamim. Up until now, everything's been huayeh omer. Rabbi Gamliel said like this. Rabbi Akiva said like this. Hillel said like this. Now, we're just getting regular Mishnayos. We're back to regular Mishnayos. And we don't have those same personal messages that each individual Tana was trying to impart to us. So we're going to try to see what we can pull out of it in order to learn. So here, in terms of this Mishnah, it sounds a little bit esoteric. One utterance, 10 utterances. But one thing that you definitely see underneath the surface here is that the world was created for Avodas Hashem. That's why it was created. If you're not living a life of Avodas Hashem, so then you're going against all of those things, all those utterances that created the world, because that is the essence of the world. And if a person learns Torah, if a person does mitzvos, if he davens, if he does chesed, so then he's giving a kiyum to the entire world. And it brings us back to those Mishnayos in the first perek, where we said, Al Shlosh Devarim Ha'olam Omed, which we interpreted, Rabbeinu Yonah said, it doesn't mean Al Shlosh Devarim, what keeps the world going. It means that the world was created for three things. What were those three things the world was created for? It's created for Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. Okay. Rabbeinu Yonah, I don't know if we're going to read every single word, but we'll try to bring out the main points. Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, first of all, where are the Asar Ma'amaros? If you count in Bereishis, you'll see the word Vayomer, it only appears 9 times. It doesn't appear 10 times. So where do we get Asara Ma'amaros, Asara times that he said Vayomer? So Rabbeinu Yonah says that Bereishis counts as one. It's Bereishis plus 9. It's from Chazal. Okay. So Rabbeinu Yonah here just really explains the pshat. So let's move on to Mishnah Beis. Asara Doros Me'adam V'ad Noach. Lehudia kama erech apayim lefonov. There were 10 generations from Adam until Noach. For what purpose? Lehudia kama erech apayim lefonov, to show how patient HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Shekol adoros hayimach isinu boin ad shehevi oleim ez mea mabul. For 10 generations. 10 generations is a tremendous amount of time. Hundreds of years. Remember, the generations back then, people lived for a very, very long time. 10 generations. They were being machis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Think about yourself. Think about how quickly we lose it with someone, especially you did a favor for someone and they spit back in your face. Think about how quickly we start to give them that speech. After everything I've done for you, that's how you're treating me? In the Sefer Tomer Devora, he has mamish a mind-blowing idea. If you've never heard this idea, it's mamish mind-blowing the first time you hear it. On this idea of Erech HaPayim, he says, the greatest Erech HaPayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as follows. The reason you exist right now is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right now at this second giving you a koach to exist. It's true, he created you 18 years ago, 19 years ago. That's when you were created. That's true. But we all know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the electricity that powers the entire world. You pull out the plug, everything goes off. Right? We've spoken about this mashal many times. The building has all the lights in it and has all the wires and has the light bulbs. Everything was created when they built the building 50 years ago. But the light bulb will not illuminate the room if there isn't electricity coming into the room. There needs to be something right now to power the world. You also need something right now to power you. even though you were created. The whole world was created a long time ago. But if Hashem is not powering it right now, that's it. Lights off. There's no world. So if you think about it like this, imagine you were holding a button. You were holding a remote control that has a button. And when you push down on the button, the machine works. And the machine is sitting there punching you in the face and kicking you and spitting at you. And you continue to hold the button down. Why would you do that? Just let go of the button. The machine stops. Don't let it spit on you and kick you and hit you and disgrace you. And from a certain level, that's what we're doing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we sit and sin, who do you think is giving you the power to sin? Pick your favorite sin. When you're using your energy to sin, where do you think that energy is coming from? It's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're using that energy to rebel against him. And what does he do? He keeps giving you energy. He keeps giving you power. That is the ultimate Erech HaPayim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you know what? I have so much faith in you. I know right now you're using the energy for bad, but I have faith. I know you're going to use it for good. So I'm going to keep powering you, even though you're using it to spit right back in my face. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, Asara Doros, Me'odem Ad Noach. And what was everyone doing? They were doing Avodah Zarah. They were doing Chatoyim. But at a certain point, it reached Ad Shehebi Alema Mishamabu. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Bolu Lamdeinu, Ki ka'asher ato roe bedoro shebein adam harishon lenoach shekula mechisu b'maisim l'ra. You see, they were all doing bad actions. V'herich apo, and yet he was, he had erech apayim. Da, says Rabbeinu Yonah, ki lo li'olam ha'erech apo. But it will run out at some point. You see that in this Mishnah. Another thing you see in this Mishnah. It runs out at some point. Kein tachshov b'galusenu. It says we have to realize this in our galus as well. Leval tomar, you might say to yourself, kama yamim v'shonim sheishiv chamosu me'al machus ha'rasha v'yanachnu b'galus. You might think, listen, we're being oppressed. In hundreds of years, these Romans, Hashem's not doing anything to them. They're in control. Li'olam yorech lem apoki erech apayimu. What is it, forever? But Hashem's never going to save Klal Yisrael? No. There will be an end to the galus. Hashem will settle the score at the end of the day. That was a little bit of the shira that we had in Shira Sayyam. If you look at Shira Sayyam, the beginning of it is all about the Mitzrayim drowning. But then we speak about Hashem redeeming us. But Hashem always at some point eventually settles the score. It might take a few hundred years. It might take 1,000 years. But Hashem settles the score. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, we should also gain a little bit of, there's muster here, but there's also some inspiration. He does have a lot of erech apayim, maybe even for the galus. But see, it's hard for us to relate to this Mishnah because we don't feel the ol hagoyim on us because Baruch Hashem, we live in countries where we have freedom. We live in Eretz Yisrael, so we're living in a Jewish-run country. But Rabbeinu Yonah writing in Spain, in the times of the Rishonim, in Catalonia, northern Spain. So he says, there will be an end to the galus. Poket avonos Rishonim, umahir yikadmunu rachmav kidalonu ma'od. So there is a limit to his erech apayim, to his patience. And I think on a personal level, we certainly can realize the message there. That there is going to be an end to all of his patience with us. And we have to, it's time to do tshuva. We have to realize he can't be patient forever.